The role of the artist in society is many things to many different people. Some merely entertain while others provoke. Some paint a backdrop to life while others stimulate a primary and very visceral voice inside of everyone that they touch. Indigo Girls have used their gifts, their passions, their art to engage and enlighten and provoke, entertain, and poignantly chronicle the human condition. I'm honored to be here tonight to help celebrate their profound contributions. Amy Ray and Emily Saylors began their career over 20 years ago in their hometown of Decatur, Georgia. Lifelong friends, the two began singing in high school. They never courted the major labels, but simply struck out on their own, self-releasing their first single, Crazy Game, in 1985. While they were still students at Emory University, and they put out their first album, Strange Fire, 2 years later. The Indigo Girls signed to Epic Records, and their first major label debut album, Indigo Girls, was released in February of 1989. A single, Closer to Fine, reached number 52 on the Billboard Hot 100 list, and that album went double platinum and earned Amy and Emily a Grammy nomination for Best New Artist and won them the 1989 Contemporary Folk Grammy. Epic also released their indie album, Strange Fire, which eventually, too, was also certified gold. Altogether, they sold over 10 million records worldwide, including one double platinum album. Four platinum, four gold records, earning six Grammy nominations along the way. In addition to their solid careers as musicians, Indigo Girls are among the leading artist activists in the music industry. Anytime we have ever called, they have always been there. They write songs about issues that affect everyday life and everyday people. Their insightful lyrics will often comment on subjects like interpersonal relationships, politics, spirituality, and social action. And they do more than just talk about these important issues. They faithfully commit their voices, their time, and their money to the issues that concern them most. Among them, women's rights, protection of the environment, the rights of indigenous people, gay and lesbian rights, and gun control, creating a presence and a worldwide impact that goes far beyond the conventional voice of most music people. Whether it's staged at a campus coffee house or a sold-out Madison Square Garden, each Indigo Girls show conveys their passion for their fresh musical ideas, their respect for their audience and for each other, and their commitment to peace and social justice. Ladies and gentlemen, I am honored tonight to be here to help welcome our 2003 Georgia Music Hall of Fame performing group, Amy Ray and Emily Saylors, Indigo Girls.